The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Get it on. It's 4:06, and we are back to the second hour of the Restaurant Show on News Talk 710 KNUS every Saturday 3 to 5, every Sunday 10 o'clock until noon. I'm your host, Mike Boyle. Happy to have you with me. Had a fun first hour. We talked with Dave up in Conifer. Dave wanted to weigh in on a topic. I'm going to reinitiate this hour. Take your calls at 303-696-1971. We talked with Brian Jones. He and his partner, John, own and operate Northside Pizza up in Breckenridge, where I will be tomorrow. You know what? It's kind of one of those deals where, you know, I don't have a timeshare in Breckenridge, and I don't have a condo. I used to have a condo in Copper Mountain for years. But, you know, so you got to kind of make an effort to go up there. And so, you know, during the week, I'm saying, oh, God, I got to drive to Breckenridge this Sunday, and I got to get up at 7 o'clock. I'll get up earlier than that, but I got to leave the house at 7:30 to get there in time. Shouldn't be too much traffic, supposed to be a beautiful day, but I just don't know. I could have Brian from the restaurant. I could do it from my home studio. But then I get up there, and it's such a beautiful drive up through Idaho Springs and Georgetown. You go through the tunnels. You come down to Dillon. You get to Frisco. You go up to Breckenridge. You go to the Northside Pizza. The food is absolutely sensational. I can't wait to sit on the back deck doing my show, overlooking the river that goes right through Breckenridge, looking right at the mountains. I'm just really, really excited about that. But you know what? It's kind of the same way in Denver. You know, you got tickets to the DCPA. You got tickets to Coors Field. And you're saying, oh, God, I got to go down. I got to find a place to park. And it's always such a hassle and blah, blah, blah. And then you get down there and you say, wow, this is really fun. So I'm excited about going to Breckenridge tomorrow. And if you would like to come up, I would love to see you. Okay, in the first hour, I shared an article called This Restaurant is Changing Its Name After the Community Pointed Out That It's Actually a Racial Slur. And it's not really the community. It's one person in Santa Barbara, California, where the original Sambo's restaurant is. 1954, they started. They got to the point where they had about 1,000, 1,100, 1,200 of them, very successful. Sambo's, a pancake house in California, is covering up its sign and changing its name after community members pointed out the name's racist history. A California restaurant is changing its name after community members pointed out the historical meaning behind it. Sambo's, the Santa Barbara, California pancake house, has replaced its sign with a message of peace and love while they decide on a new name. According to CNN, the name Sambo's came from a combination of the two founders' names, Sam Battistone and Newell Bonet. Although it wasn't seemingly the original intent, the term Sambo has a racially charged past. The word was used as a stereotypical name for African Americans in the book Uncle Tom's Cabin, although this connotation actually dates back to the 1700s. Today, the term is considered a slur for black individuals, I would add by some. A resident in the area, Rochelle Monet, brought up the issue to Chad Stevens, the current owner and grandson of the founder. By the way, I would have willed this to my child, and then I would have had my child willed it to Chad Stevens with the provision that the name not be changed. He said, Monet said, even though it didn't come from a bad place, it is still a very hurtful term for a lot of people. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. I've got some gift certificates to give away. Give me a call, 303-696-1971, and weigh in.
The warm weather is finally here. Thank goodness. You've just finished cutting the grass, washing the car, sanding and painting the deck, breaking out the grill. Maybe you've been chasing the kids around the park or trying to maintain your athletic body by walking, biking, running, or hiking. Well, you need to rehydrate. You're thinking, wouldn't an ice-cold Pepsi go good right now? You bet it would. But maybe fire down an ice-cold bottle of Propel, Life Water, or Aquafina first, or maybe a Gatorade instead. Cool off and then think about relaxing on the back deck or in the backyard with a Pepsi, either regular or diet, or maybe even a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Then there's Mountain Dew, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, or Mug Root Beer that are sure to please. Iced tea? Pepsi also bottles and distributes Lipton tea. But whichever way you go, Pepsi and all of their other products are sure to refresh and are made for our active Colorado lifestyle. And if you need some snacks, don't forget that Pepsi also distributes Lay's, Ruffles, and Tostitos chips and other snacks, including Mike's new favorite, the Cheddar Jalapeno Cheetos. So remember to look for Pepsi products wherever they are sold and stock up for the warm weather. What is going to be a beautiful summer?
Hey everybody, it's Mike for the Black Hat Cattle Company up in Kittredge. You know, Highway 74, just a little bit west of Morrison, doing a great job. Dinner Only House, Dave Rodriguez, a good old boy from Red Lodge, Montana, over 35 years in the steakhouse business. Well, what they did was they shut down for the Great American Shutdown. But what they did, they came up with a great package. Listen to this. You can get a box of their steaks, Gold Canyon Premium Angus Beef, two ribeyes, two New Yorks, two top sirloins, two fillets, and 2 pounds of ground beef patty, all to go for $125. You can stop by, pick it up. You give them a call to reserve them, 303-670-0941. That's 303-670-0941. It's $125. Stop by. You pick them up. You take them home. You fire up the Barbie. You open up a bottle of wine, and you are having Black Hat Cattle Company steaks right in the comfort of your home.
You know, it's tough enough to start one restaurant that concentrates on one concept. You can imagine how hard it must be to start restaurants with two completely different concepts. If a place does breakfast and lunch well, then you may not think of it as a dinner place. If you're looking for a nice place to have dinner, you probably won't think of a restaurant that offers breakfast. So, what is Randy Price, owner of the locally owned and operated Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group down in the metro area? He's put together two completely different concepts, kept them separate, and both have been very well received. The first, Urban Egg, a daytime eatery featuring delicious breakfasts and casual lunches with locations up and down the Front Range. And then he has the super successful Salsa Brava Mexican restaurants serving wonderful and unique Mexican dishes for lunch and dinner. What do they have in common? All restaurants in the group strive for and attain a uniqueness, not only in dishes, but by using fresh Colorado-sourced ingredients wherever possible in all their dishes. So whether you're looking for a great breakfast, burgers, or salads for lunch, or a nice place to get your Mexican fix, think about the Urban Egg and Salsa Brava. All unique, all good, all local.
Got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool.
And all right, 13 minutes after 4 o'clock, we just did a spot for the Black Hat Cattle Company. Those $125 boxes of steaks, two New Yorks, two ribeyes, two tops, two fillets, 2 pounds of hamburger. That might be a great gift for Dad's Day. A week from tomorrow is Father's Day. Really looking forward to that. All right, let's go to Meal. Meal wants to weigh in on a couple things. Meal, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Good afternoon, Mike, and I want to say thank you for propping up the restaurant business. We have two businesses in Colorado that really need to come back because they're so big in the economy. One is restaurants, and the other one is energy, oil, and gas. So thank you for doing your part. I am in no way connected with either business, but thanks for helping with the restaurant business.
Well, that's nice of you to say. And I'll be doing my part to support the oil business tomorrow by driving all the way to Breckenridge.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll weigh in quickly on this comment on the Sambo thing. I think all this stuff that happened with the George Floyd situation is way over the top in terms of the pendulum swinging the other way. And whether it's taking the police out of Denver Public Schools or names, you know, next thing we're going to know is somebody who is Armenian is going to say, hey, you can't call that, restaurant Little Dogs because that implies my father, or who knows what the deal is. So I have made it a policy that if anybody is trying to get politically correct in this whole thing, I just don't do business with them anymore. But that's just because I think we have to stop and take a stand and say, you know, enough's enough. Everybody's offended at everything, so we just need to get back to free speech. But the real reason I called was I just wanted to, and I wanted to get your take on this, but mine is that people should be really patient with restaurants as they reopen, because that kitchen staff has not been going great guns for, you know, at least 2 months, if not three or four. And so whatever your favorite dish is, they haven't been cranking them out and practicing and doing all that stuff. So I think people, when they go back, should probably be a wee bit patient about how things work, and maybe expect the first month or 6 weeks for there to be some rough edges. There are everywhere else in our economy, and I just wanted to, I'll hang up and just listen and get your take on that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Neil. Thanks for taking the time to call. I sure appreciate it. You know what? I agree with that. Now, I remember Bill St. John when he was the restaurant review writer for The Rocky. Then he moved over to the Denver Post. He used to say when a restaurant opens, it ought to be ready to go. And you know what? I used to say, and there ought to be peace in the Middle East. John, you know, or Bill, rather, you know, it takes some time, and I agree with Neil. You know what? Since you're finally getting out of the house, and you're not practicing stay at home or safe at home, whatever the hell we're calling it now, here's what my opinion would be. Instead of saying, walking into a restaurant that's busy and is on a wait and saying, we've only got 20 minutes to make a movie. Oh, wait, you can't go to a movie anyway. And being in a hurry, why not get together with your significant other, the family, maybe some friends, and go out and chill a little bit? And you know what? When you sit down and you say, here's what we would like to have for dinner, and then you know what? Maybe say, by the way, why don't you bring us a bottle of wine? Why don't you bring us a beer? Why don't you bring us something that we can relax on? And if the kitchen's a little backed up, maybe bring us an appetizer so we can have something to nibble on, something to take the edge off, and maybe just relax ever so slightly. Boy, we're in a period of time when everybody seems, you know, it's amazing to me how everybody's in such a hurry, and yet nobody's got anywhere to go. So my attitude is the same as Meals. Go on in and just relax a little bit and spend some time kibitzing with the server. I went to a new restaurant in Castle Rock yesterday called The Great Divide. And The Great Divide, it's a partnership. It's called The Great Divide Brew House and Roadhouse. And Great House Great Divide Brewery and Roadhouse. Great Divide started in 1994 down at 22nd and Arapaho. Brian Dunney, still, I've known Brian for years. He's a wonderful guy. He does a good job with the beers. He partnered with the Ship Brothers. There's three of them, S-H-I-P-P. They are the guys that have Vibe Concepts. And you may not be familiar with all their restaurants, but the one that most people are familiar with is Spanky's. You know where Spanky's is, the burger and milkshake place on Evans near DU. Anyway, this is a fabulous, fabulous restaurant. But we had a nice conversation with Maddie, our server, just graduated from CSU. And while she's working to maybe get into her chosen profession, waiting tables, having a good time. But we just had a nice chat with her, and she reviewed the menu, and she told us some items she thought we would like, and so forth. So I agree with Neil. Go on out. Relax a little bit, enjoy yourself, and give the restaurants a break. They didn't like being shut down for 10 weeks. They didn't like needing to let their kitchen manager go. They didn't like bringing people back and expect to fire up and make sure that they knew all the dishes and all the recipes. But I would say this. The restaurant industry in Colorado is a good one. And don't forget, I've been to all 50 states, 75 countries, all seven continents. I've been all over the world. And I will tell you this. Yep, they may not be San Francisco. They may not be New York. Those are the places that think they're doing it right. But we are doing it right here in Colorado. The restaurant scene here is absolutely terrific. But there's going to be some challenges, for whether it's with seating, whether it's with whatever. But get on out there and enjoy it. I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the clock. Nancy, just hang with me for a second. 303-696-1971. Nancy, hang with me, and then we will get to you. As soon as we come back, we're talking about Sambo's Restaurant, Santa Barbara, California, changing its name. Why would they do that? I do not agree. But you know what? If one person is offended, if one person takes the time to open their big mouth, then people automatically cave, and I don't get it. Nancy, we'll be right back to you, and we'll be right back to our other callers, 303-696-1971. I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show. Let me
down. News Talk 710, KNUS.
Hey, everybody. Mike Boyle, host of The Restaurant Show. You know, over the Great American Shutdown, I learned a lot about a lot of different restaurateurs here in the Denver metro area. One of the best around is Steve Shaw. Steve and his partners own and operate the Nine Black Eyed Peas all up and down the Front Range. They said, if we're going to be shut down, we're going to do takeout, but we're going to do it very, very well. They came up with grab-and-go packages. They came up with family meals. They also started their own delivery service. But you know what? Now they're open, and you can stop by. Go on in, sit down, relax, have a beer, have a glass of wine. Enjoy that wonderful chicken, fried chicken. It is absolutely sensational. Maybe you want the nice, slow roasted, juicy pot roast. They've got a full service menu. Every meal comes with two sides. Yep, you get to choose from a whole bunch of different sides. They're open 7 days a week now for lunch and dinner. The Black Eyed Peas, 9 locations all up and down the Front Range. Stop by. I think you're going to love them. And tell them you've heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
If you like Chinese food, good Chinese food, find yourself in the Castle Rock area, and you'd like to support a proud U.S. Army veteran, then head on over to the China Cafe, 734 Perry Street in the Safeway Shopping Center, just off I-25 at the Plum Creek exit. Leanne Jin and her husband recently bought the business. It had been her dream while spending almost 10 years in the Army. He's the talented cook in the kitchen, and she's the smiling face you see when you enter. China Cafe serves lunch and dinner 6 days a week. They're closed Mondays and features a lot of the basic Chinese items we've grown to love. Start with some soup, hot and sour, egg drop, wonton, maybe have an egg roll appetizer. Then stuff your face with wonderful Mongolian beef, sesame chicken, or Mike's favorite, the lemon chicken. Each plate comes with your choice of fried or steamed rice. China Cafe has a liquor license, plenty of free parking for now. However, they've decided to continue with takeout and delivery only. So call them to order. And for details on when they'll reopen their dining room, their number is 303-688-8013. 303-688-8013. Be sure to say hello to Leanne. You'll love her. And you'll be supporting a proud Army veteran and a small family business. China Cafe in Castle Rock. You've heard of New York-style pizza. You've heard of Chicago-style pizza. But have you ever heard of Midwest-style pizza? Well, that's what they're serving at Granelli's Pizza on Wilcox Street in downtown Castle Rock. You know how the toppings are put on under the cheese in Chicago? Well, that's what new owner Angie Trano is doing at Granelli's. But here's the big but. She says that that's how they make pizzas in Minnesota, where she's from, and Wisconsin and Iowa. So she calls it Midwest-style pizza. Whatever you call it, it's good. Granelli's has been around for over 20 years and also serves some wonderful appetizers, salads, sandwiches, and pastas. And even though Granelli's did well with takeout, now the dining room is open. So dine in or take out. Granelli's also offers a nice selection of local craft beers. Granelli's is easy to get to off I-25 at exit 182 or the Plum Creek exit number 181. And if you'd rather bake the pizza yourself, have it when you want it, Granelli's also does a wonderful take-and-bake pizza. Open 6 days a week, closed Sunday. You can either stop by and order or give them a call at 303-814-1853. That's 303-814-1853. Ask for Angie. She'd love to meet you.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, 24 minutes after 4 o'clock. Happy to have you here on The Restaurant Show every Saturday 3 to 5, Sunday 10 to noon. Tomorrow I'll be at Northside Pizza in Breckenridge. I'm your host, Mike Boyle. Let's go to Nancy, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Nancy, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to call.
Sure, thank you. I'll just put in my 2 cents worth. I think this is absolutely ludicrous, that thing with the Sambo's name change. When I was an undergrad in college in the mid-70s, there was a Sambo's in Phoenix near where I went to school. And we'd go there after studying, get coffee, pie, etc. We'd get a cup of coffee for 5 cents. But they were so gracious. They let us sit there. All right. We left a good tip for the waitress. I mean, you know, she let us sit there all evening. But that's ridiculous. And then I have a thought, okay? If we're going to get people sensitive, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm Jewish. Now, I don't like the name Jujubes. Jujube candies. Do they still make those?
Well, and you want to know something? You want to know something? That's why I listen to the restaurant show, because I learn stuff. I didn't know that Jujubes were a derogative term about Jews.
I don't think they are. I just thought that up as I'm listening to your show. I'm thinking,
listen,
what?
You know, and that shows you, Nancy, how crazy some of this stuff is. And
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And like I said, I don't know if you heard me say, I was in Santa Barbara back in March, and I went to Sambo's. And it was rocking. It wasn't like people were offended. You can say, well, Mike, you can say that was before George Floyd. Yeah, but it was certainly after the silliness of the Michael Brown incident in Ferguson, Missouri, which was completely debunked. And so consequently, and the general manager had been with the company for 25 years, black guy, and he said, what a wonderful company and how wonderful they treat me and how wonderful they treat all of their guests and all of their employees. So to cave in with these squishy, candy-ass statements by Chad Stevens, the former the current owner and former grandson of the founder, where he says, thank you for the outpouring of support and love. Let's continue to pull together as a community and be better for this moment in history. Gag me out the door. And
well,
so
companies have to do that, though, Mike, so they're not burnt down. Let's be reasonable, okay? Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah,
oh, that's a bad pun.
Well, and let's face it, you know, the tolerant left, they're the ones that burn things down. So, and I wouldn't be surprised. It doesn't say here, but my guess would be that he probably got some sort of threats if he didn't acquiesce. Nancy, you're a delight. Thank you for taking the time to call. Where do you live? What part of town do you live in?
I live in Lowry. And
Don't
get me wrong, Jujube is not a derogative term. I was just, you know, cleaning the house and thinking, what could I find something to pick on? And I went, Jujubes.
Well, and you want to know something? For the listeners out there that thought that you were being serious, that thought that I was being serious, you know what? Tranquilo, calm down. Relax a little bit. Nancy and I are just having some fun, and we're putting a smile on each other's face. Nancy, let's put you on hold and get your address. I'm going to mail you a gift certificate. Can I do that?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care,
okay.
Mike.
Nice talking to Nancy. Make sure she goes on hold. Make sure we don't lose her. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Dennis. Dennis White is the DW, as in DW's 285 Diner. Started it, had it for about 10 years up in Conifer. Sold it to a delightful couple, Jeff and Janine. And they've got Tommy Subs down at Quincy and 470. And they changed the name to Conifer Cafe. But Dennis, when he was in college back at Cal Poly Pomona, the hospitality program there, he actually was very familiar with Sambo's. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm having a great day, Dennis. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, after college, I had two offers. One to go work for Hyatt Regency Hotels. I was married and had kids, and that would have been pretty tough. So I went. I moved to Santa Barbara, and I worked for a startup that was owned by Sam Battistone Jr., the son of the founder of Sambo's, called the Big Yellow House. And they had the same compensation program that Sambo's had. It was called the Fraction of the Action. It's actually in college textbooks, and that's where the manager of the restaurant, he participates in the profits, and then you could invest in other stores. It was probably the best compensation program I've ever seen in the industry, You worked your ass off, but you brought home a boatload of money every month. And one of my friends, his dad, Wayne Keyes, he was the president of Sampos at one time. They had.
Well,
I think
let me ask you this. Okay, let me ask you this, Dennis. Did Sam Bastone or Bo Bonet, when they came up with this fraction of the action program for managers, general managers, and people that were going to maybe invest in the business, did they have any requirement that you be a blue-eyed white boy, or could it be people of color? Could it be females? Could anybody be part of the action if you were part of the Sambo's chain and doing a wonderful, wonderful job? Was there any indication whatsoever that Sam and Bo had a discriminatory bone in their bodies?
No, not at all. They looked for people that had the entrepreneurial spirit. You could have been a barber.
Job. Yeah.
Yeah, a truck driver. They would train you in their university up there, and then they'd put you in a store, and off you went. And actually, the story of Little Black Sambo is about an Indian, a little Indian boy who chased the tiger around.
We had somebody in the first hour call and talk about that a little bit. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with a little black kid in Georgia. It's an Indian boy, but you know what? I think that Nancy made a very good point. To me, if Craig Stevens had a pair, he would say, you know what, this restaurant's been here since 1954. It's a hybrid of my grandfather's name and his partner, and we're going to keep it this way and look at our restaurant. We hire anybody who comes in the door and can do the job. We don't care if they're gay or straight, Christian or Jew, tall or short, black or white. We have all of these customers in here packing the place every day of the week and enjoying it. We're not changing. At which point, my guess is that Rochelle Monet, and I can't speak for her, but what do you suppose are the chances that there would be a half a dozen people with signs standing out in front of that restaurant?
Well, somebody that could plant some people up there. But, you know, the reason Sambo's collapsed wasn't because of the name. Sambo's changed their compensation program. They had gone public, so Wall Street was telling them how much money they should make, and they said they're giving too much away. They changed their compensation program. They had 150% management turnover in 1 year.
Changed their portions and all of that type of stuff. And that's what happens when, you know, as soon as you find out that your favorite restaurant is owned by a private equity firm, let me just tell you something, the bean counters are going to get involved. And they're going to say, well, if a server can handle three tables and do a really exceptional job, why don't we give them six tables, and here's how much money we will save. So anyway, I guess this is going to be the final nail in the Sambo's coffin up there in Santa Barbara. Thanks, Dennis. I sure appreciate the call. 303-696-1971. Let's go to Paul. Let's see what Paul has to say. 433, I'm Mike Boyle. This is The Restaurant Show. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, great show. It always is.
Sure.
Traveled a lot in the Southwest, and I was either go to Denny's or Sambo's, you know, it was just toss-up. But
yeah.
Sambo's always have really good food, and I really enjoyed their food.
And you know what I'll tell you something. I hadn't been in a Sambo in years, and when I was out in Santa Barbara in March, I went to it. And I got to tell you something. Every single focus group that ever is asked about any product, what they want is value. And Sambo's, boy, I'll tell you something. They gave you good food, but they gave you great value. When you go to a Sambo's restaurant, Paul, you better be hungry because the portion is going to be big and the price is going to be fair.
That's one of the reasons I went there. By the way, I was in Santa Barbara, and I went to a restaurant called the Big Yellow House. And it was a buffet style. You sit on your table, and they bring the food to you. And I thought that was a terrific idea.
The Big Yellow House?
Yes.
And how long ago was that, Paul?
That was about 20 years ago.
Well, I was just out there. And I don't recall I certainly didn't see it out there, but that doesn't mean anything. I mean, it doesn't mean that it wasn't there. I'll check it out and see what I can find out. How does that sound?
Sounds good there.
All right. Listen, thanks an awful lot. Go ahead.
Oh, have a blessed weekend there, okay? And keep
up. Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much. You have a blessed weekend as well. All right? I want to thank Paul for taking the time to call. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we've got time for more callers. 303-696-1971. I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Remember what your mother said. Start your day with a good breakfast. Maybe a big breakfast burrito or a nice pupusa. Well, you can get either or both at Mile High Pupusas at 2504 Old Hamden Road, just west of Santa Fe in Inglewood. Mile High Pupusas is owned and operated by the husband and wife team of Josh and Myrna Benavides. He wanted to specialize in Mexican food, but since Myrna is from El Salvador, she also wanted to feature some of the native foods of her native country. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, serving not only breakfast, but a wide selection of lunch and dinner items as well. It's located in a small, freestanding building with plenty of free parking. And even though they have 4 or 5 tables inside for dining in, it's really set up for takeout. From the minute they open their doors at 7 a.m., you'll see people piling in and loading up on their many specialties. Most people know what a burrito is, but try the pupusas. It's like a pita pocket, Salvadoran style. Dough with whatever fillings you select. No liquor license, but plenty of Pepsi products to quench your thirst. Mile High Pupusas. Say hello to Josh and Myrna. They're always there.
For over 30 years in Castle Rock, the owners of Pegasus Restaurant, John and Janie DeLay, have enjoyed seeing you because Pegasus is about, sure, good food and good service, but it's more than that. It truly is a neighborhood gathering place, a place where longtime Castle Rock residents knew they could get a good meal, big portions, hearty plates, and when new residents or just people from the area stopped by, they were always greeted with a smile before sitting down and enjoying a fabulous selection of breakfast items or a wide, varied menu for lunch. And while Pegasus did fine during the shutdown, a big part of the enjoyment that John and Janie get from the restaurant business is being able to see you, chat, learn about you, and how you're doing. You can still do takeout if that's your preference, but why not go by, relax inside or on the patio and order a breakfast favorite, the chiladas, or a big fluffy omelet. Here's an idea. With your breakfast, enjoy a mimosa flight. For lunch, nice sandwiches and salads. Maybe try a longtime favorite, the French dip, and the burgers are always special. Pegasus is open 7 days a week during dine-in breakfast and lunch. If you prefer to take out, give them a call at 303-688-6746. Pegasus in Castle Rock. You're going to love it.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and if you listen to the show with any regularity, you know that I love to travel. We talk a lot about travel. It's called The Restaurant Show, but it's The Restaurant and Travel Show. I've been taking groups of listeners on trips since 1997, working with Darlene Stacey over at Red Carpet World Travel. Got some great trips coming up in 2020, but I want to tell you about my daughter. I must have passed on that travel bug to her because she founded her own company. It's called Gusto Mexico, G-U-S-T-O, GustoMexico.com, and if you know what Gusto means, it means I like Mexico. And what she's inviting you to do is to come down to Mexico and lose your mind and come to your senses, where you're going to experience the taste, smells, touches, sights, and sound of that beautiful country just south of the border. GustoMexico.com. She's going to be taking groups to Tulum and Sayulita and Oaxaca and Ensenada, so you can really immerse yourself in Mexico. Check it out at GustoMexico.com.
Doesn't an ice-cold Mountain Dew sound good? As we return to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
And I'll hang around as long as you will let me.
All right, coming up at 4:39, Paul just asked about the big yellow house in Santa Barbara. It is closed. It was built in 1884 in an area called Summerland, which is right where Santa Barbara meets Montecito. And Montecito is the Santa Barbara's got money, but Montecito has big money. And apparently it was owned and sold a few times. People died and so forth and so on. But it is permanently closed. They've had people try to lease it, try to remodel, try to open it, and so forth. But, Paul, if you go out to Santa Barbara, you will not be going to the big yellow house, at least not right now. Jeff wanted to ask about In-N-Out Burgers. This is from the KDVR. The outlets at Castle Rock have submitted an application for the creation of an In-N-Out Burger location in the west parking lot. According to the development activity document, a tentative construction date will be for late 2020. Currently, In-N-Outs are also planned for Aurora, Lone Tree, Colorado Springs, Lakewood, and Fort Collins. In-N-Out has not announced specifics regarding how many locations it is planned for Colorado, but the chain has shown interest in the following sites: East Alameda and Aurora, that's near the Aurora Town Center, Lakewood, 150 South Wadsworth, Lone Tree, right near Park Meadows Mall, College Avenue in Fort Collins, and the southeast corner of InterQuest and Voyager Parkways in Colorado Springs. So that's the answer. And by the way, I checked. I'd gotten a word that the Colorado Springs store might be opening sometime here within the next month. But In-N-Out has said everything is going to be later in 2020. I'm sure it'll be big news. We'll keep you posted on that. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Brenda. Brenda wants to weigh in. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. I love your show.
Bless your heart. Thank you so much.
Well,
what's going on?
It's so much fun. And I love that you have a variety of things, you know, books and travel and food and all of this. And I wanted to say that, first of all, I am so tired of being everything being so sensitive. Everybody has to be offended by everything now.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
had to go to sensitivity training, virtual sensitivity training yesterday at work. And so 162 people on this call, our executive director and our deputy director. And they said, we just want you to have this forum to express your feelings about what's going on. And it was complete silence. So I just said, you know, I just don't know what I'm supposed to say. Because if I say all lives matter, I get shot down. If I say, you know, why don't you just put the qualify on there, Black Lives Matter more, because that's really what you're saying, if all lives don't matter. And mm-hmm. everything needs to be changed. You know, this name needs to be changed, and we have to tear down this statue. And I said, you know, every time you tear something down, remember that phrase? If you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it. And I said, how am I going to teach kids? How do you teach kids? There's nothing.
Yep.
And I got shot down. Oh, my God, did I get yelled down. I got yelled down like you would not believe.
I guarantee you that HR probably flagged your employment record as being.
I don't care.
This is Brenda, insensitive Brenda. And you know what?
Oh,
I think that so much of this stuff requires some qualification. Do I mm-hmm. think that Black lives matter? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Like I think that white lives matter and just like women's lives matter. But if Black lives matter means the organization founded on the false premise of what happened in Ferguson, then I don't support that cause. So
you go out there and ask half those people who George Floyd is, they wouldn't know.
I guarantee
they wouldn't
you.
Know. They're using it as a premise, and it's really disturbing to me because – like with Sambo's, people being offended is a choice. And I choose not to be offended by everything because life is full of mystery and everything, all shapes and sizes.
You know,
you know?
Brenda, I'm going to tell you something. If you wake up every day looking for something to be offended about, first of all, you'll find something. But I'm telling you right now, that is not healthy. And I'm not talking about COVID-19. I'm not talking about whatever. It is not good for your physical and your mental health. And
you'll miss out on a lot of books.
Well, there's nothing scientific about what I'm saying. There's nothing mm-hmm. that any shrink or your sensitivity classes at work would probably say. But I'm just telling you.
Wait a minute. Mike. Wait. I think you're using common sense. And I don't think you can do that.
How rude of
me. It's not common. Brenda, you're doing a bad thing right there.
Brenda, I love the call. But, thank you so much. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. You know what? This is why I love doing this show. Because listeners of the show, they just sit down and they think and they reason. Let's go to Donna. Donna, welcome to the show. Nice to have you on the air. Donna, Where's Donna? Did we lose Donna? Donna's probably listening to the radio, and we're on a seven-second delay, so let's put her on hold for just a second, Jim, and we'll get back to her in just a moment. So, Donna, if you're listening, we're going to get to you here in just a moment, because if we don't get to you, you might be offended. Restaurants rehired nearly 1.4 million workers last month. The restaurant industry brought back 1.37 million, not 1.4, but 1.37 million workers in May, according to a newly released federal employment data, as consumers began eating out and operators rehired workers furloughed in March and April to comply with federal stimulus loan requirements. Yet the industry remains far below employment levels from before the coronavirus pandemic, suggesting it could be years before the number of workers lost over the six-week period are fully regained. The restaurant industry employed 7.6 million workers in May, up 22% from April's decades-long low of 6.3 million. The return of hiring in the restaurant industry in particular helped the overall economy add 2.5 million jobs in May. All right. Do I understand that we have Donna, Jim? Let's go to Donna.
Yep, we've got me. I was trying to shut off my speakerphone, so I'm right here.
All right. What do you got, honey?
Okay. I just my husband is Tom Moeller, and you know him, and we were associated with Sam Battistone back in the day, and had lots of friends that worked at Sambo's at the company. Because that was in a little town called Carpinteria where we lived, which just south of Santa Barbara. And yes, the big yellow house has been closed, and Tom and I were so disappointed when we drove in because we so enjoyed that place. But yes, and I wanted to say with Sambo's, that was the first place my husband took me for breakfast. Big cheers, guys. When I first came into Santa Barbara, Tom and I were newlyweds. Tom was a Santa Barbaran. And he took me there. He says, I've got to treat you. And it was an amazing time. And to hear that they've changed their name, and just it's so depressing for me because that's part of history. You know what I mean?
Donna is married to Tom Moeller, who is the news director for KNUS Radio. They've got some long history in Santa Barbara. And I actually, when I was out there maybe a trip or two ago with my daughter, they turned me on to the, what's the name of the restaurant down on the Breakwater? Is it down on the beach? What's the name of the restaurant?
Yes. Oh, yes. Right across from the ocean.
Right. And boy, I'll tell you what, I probably have two Bloody Marys every decade, but I sat there and I had a couple Bloody Marys because they are good, good, good. The food is absolutely sensational. And yes, Sambo's was still doing the same great job. Have you ever read the book Empty Mansions?
No, I have not.
Do you know the story of Empty Mansions?
No.
Okay. There is a let me look it up here, Donna. Let me come up with this. Mansions.
Are you talking about that lady that lived in New York City?
You bet. The Mysterious Life of Huguette Clark and the Spending of a Great American Fortune. And there was a point back at the turn of the 20th century where her father was, I mean, you can talk about J.P. Morgan, you can talk about the Rockefellers. They were chump change compared to her father. And built these unbelievable mansions. It's a great, great book. And it tells the story of her life and how eccentric she was. And there's that place right on the point in Santa Barbara that and they still have, they've had a caretaker that's worked there for 25, 30 years and never met Huguette Clark. Talked about the furniture was the same from 30, 40, 50 years ago. They've got cars with the old black and yellow California license plates that were registered I don't remember, 1945, 1950, whatever. And but it's a fascinating, fascinating story. Are you a reader,
Donna? To read it because what we used to do is, I mean, they have a zoo right across the street from the mansion. So, and right. It was called a child estate then. And we used to take our little train. Tom helped build the train and mm-hmm. that goes around. And the train conductor would say, and there's the mansion. That lady has not visited there for 35 or 40 years. I still run it, though. And it was right across the street. It is right across the street.
And yeah. I looked up the big yellow house, and I got the impression that yes. the yellow house was not terribly far from that, maybe back behind the zoo, maybe back what? Behind the lake. But at any rate, are you a yeah. reader, Donna?
Yes, I am. So that sounds like a fun read. You know, she died a few years ago.
Empty Mansions by Paul, I believe it's Dedman. D-E-D-M-A-N. Okay. It's Bill Dedman. D-E-D-M-A-N. We've got to go ahead and take a break. I'm Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Has planning your family's vacation become overwhelming? When you call Red Carpet World Travel at 303-743-0011 to plan your next vacation, they'll work with Funjet Vacations to create your personalized vacation package. Red Carpet World Travel and Funjet Vacations have the knowledge and tools necessary to assist you in making the best decisions for your family. Your vacation package with Funjet Vacations will be customized to allow you to purchase a complete vacation experience. Red Carpet World Travel will help you plan an amazing vacation to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, and they'll put it together at one affordable, packaged price. Flight, hotel, transfers, activities, and tours, along with cancel for any reason trip insurance. This can be all included in your Funjet Vacation package price. To plan your next fun-filled Funjet Vacation escape to Mexico, the Caribbean, Hawaii, or Europe, call the travel experts at Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011. Red Carpet World Travel, 303-743-0011, or visit their website at redcarpetworldtravel.com.
You know, Sue Albert has operated Fat Albert's in Greeley for a long time, so you know that she was going to be around when the big shutdown was over. Well, she's around, up and running, and serving the same great American cuisine she's served for over 38 years. She's got a menu that includes meat, chicken, and fish entrees, even including the really popular liver and onions. Sue offers sandwiches, salads, and of course, the biggest seller, the Monte Cristo sandwich. And Fat Albert's is known for their pies, pecan, peanut butter, banana cream, and Mike's favorite, the French Silk, a chocolate cream pie with a delicious crust, lots of chocolate and whipped cream piled high. That's just to name a few. Get a slice or take home a whole pie. Fat Albert's has a full liquor license, plenty of free parking, and offers dine-in and takeout. But with the warm weather here, why not sit out on the patio, get a little sunshine, enjoy your meal? Fat Albert's is located at 1717 23rd Avenue in Greeley. For days and hours of operation, give them a call at 970-356-1999 or check out their hours and the entire menu at fatalberts.com. You know, if a place has been around for over 38 years, it's got to be good. Fat Albert's in Greeley. Say hello to Sue and tell her you heard about it on The Restaurant Show.
For 20 years, Ron Tutton and Home Street Roofing have been providing Colorado residents what we all want for our homes, a quality roof. Not only quality new roofs, but roof repairs and the assurance that our homes are as well protected as our families within. Our homes are, most likely, the biggest purchase any of us will ever make, and Colorado weather can take its toll. So do what Mike did when he was in need of a new roof on his home. He called the roofing experts at Home Street Roofing. Owner Ron Tutton made an appointment and showed up when he said he would, gave Mike a fair and reasonable price, and told him what he could expect. He could expect the crew to show up on time, when they were scheduled, and would complete the work both quickly and on time. And for the agreed on price. Also, if your roof is weather damaged, owner Ron Tutton is experienced with and has handled all sorts of insurance claims and is more than happy to help you through the process. Ron and Home Street have such a good reputation that when the building inspector came to inspect Mike's new roof, he remarked that he knows Home Street and the tremendous work they do. So give Home Street a call at 303-777-0333. That's 303-777-0333. And tell Ron you heard about it on the Mike Boyle Show. He'll do the same great job for you that he's been doing for satisfied customers for over 20 years.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
All right, 4:54. We've got time for one more caller. I'm going to be with you up until 5 o'clock. Tomorrow I'll be back and broadcasting live from Northside Pizza in Breckenridge. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to call.
Hey, Mike. Hey, this is Jim of Jim and Patty.
Patty, two of my favorite people. Now, let me ask you a question. The last time I saw Jim and Patty, they were at the famous Mother's Day free-for-all at the C&C Cafe in Castle Rock. They
yep.
reopened tomorrow. Will you be there tomorrow for the reopening?
No, we're not going to be able to make it tomorrow. But we'll get down there and visit them again, though.
All right, what do you got, Jim?
you know, I was just going to share with you a couple of restaurants, kind of Patty and I's or our family's go-to restaurants. I haven't heard you mention either of them, but I'm sure you talked about them because they've been around for a long time. The first one is Los Dos Patrios, Mexican restaurants.
Sure.
What's that?
Los Dos Patrios, the two ponies.
Yes. Have you made it to any of those? There's four of them now.
Well, and the one I actually did a show from. They had a place called Arapaho Junction in downtown Denver 20 years ago, before they really got into the Los Dos Potrillos. And I did a show when they opened up the store on South Holly at County Line.
County Line, yeah, that's the one we started going there a long time ago. Now they opened the one at Highlands Ranch, and
yep, they do a good job.
Yeah, we really enjoy that, and. And then the other one is Big Bill's. It's right next to their original location.
Pizza.
They're on County Line and Holly.
Pizza. They do a good job.
Yeah. 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 That's another one that's kind of one of our go-tos if we're just looking for a place to go. And we've enjoyed that meeting. There really is a Big Bill, and he really is big.
And, yep. And he puts on a big pizza. They do a good job.
He does.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Jim and Patty are longtime listeners. I can't even remember the name of the Mexican restaurant over at Santa Fe in Oxford. Over in Inglewood.
Like Sombreros or something? Or the Sombrero? I think it was like the Mexican Sombrero.
You know what? I just don't even remember,
something
Jim.
Like
but they used to come in. They used to come into my restaurant. Wonderful, wonderful people. Great suggestions. Los Dos Potrillos. There's one in Highlands Ranch. There's one at...
Yep.
Holly and County Line, where are the other two?
The other ones are Kipling and C-470.
Okay.
We've got some friends that live over there, so we meet them over there every once in a while. And then the other one is in Parker at E-470 and Parker Road. We've not been to that location yet.
Okay. All right. That's the most recent one. They do a good job. Family-owned operation. They do a wonderful job, Jim.
And then also, we were at the... in Sedalia, the new kind of biker bar, the
wide open saloon.
Yep. Saloon. We were there kind of that first night that kind of when they had their reopening after that. And actually, we thought we were being rebels going out. We thought they saw the restrictions, but they had. We were there the day after they'd released the restrictions at 10 o'clock. You know, the night before, but we really enjoyed that and. We sat up on their rooftop patio, and on a day
isn't
like today when
great
the sun's
patio?
Not so blistering hot, I mean it'd be a killer place to be. A great view of the Front Range.
It's
and
a
the
great
mountains from
patio.
Up there. Yeah.
Jim is talking about the Wide Open Saloon, which used to be the Sedalia Grill for a number of years, and they've got some new owners, a couple guys. I have not met them, but I will tell you this. I stopped out there and had a Havana sandwich, which is kind of like, it may not be a traditional Cubano, but it's pretty close, and it was pretty good. Have you tried that, Jim?
You know, I didn't. I just got the hamburger. Patty got one of their shrimp po'boys, and she loved it. She said it was one of the best she'd had, and but they really did a nice job of fixing that place up, didn't they? I mean, it's a beautiful interior.
Oh, they put a lot of money
there.
In that place,
yeah.
Jim, because that building, when it was a Sedalia Grill for 20 years, everything was grandfathered in, and then when Jody Johnson left and Lon and Laura Bale took it over. I remember Lon telling me how much money they had to put into everything from the air conditioning to the heating to the plumbing to this and that and so forth. But it was kind of one of these deals where you got the impression that they put a lot of money into the infrastructure, but maybe not as much money into what people saw. And these two new guys, you can tell they put a bunch of money in it.
Oh, yeah.
They're still getting a lot of Saturday, Sunday motorcyclists going out there. I know when I rode, when I used to ride, I used to go out there and really enjoy it. But check it out. It's called the Wide Open Saloon. Hey, listen, Jim, I'm out of time. I got to let you go.
Okay.
But thanks for taking the time to call. I sure appreciate it. Let's put Jim on hold. And I've got to wrap it up. You know what? I want to thank you for tuning in every Saturday, 3 to 5. Don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow, 10 o'clock until noon. I'm going to be at Northside Pizza, 315 Main Street in Breckenridge. If you'd like to come up,
I'd love to have you. I'll do something nice for you if you take the time to drive up. But we are going to take some calls. I've got a couple topics tomorrow that I think will really, really be fun for you to weigh in on. Have a great rest of your evening, everybody. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock with another edition of The Restaurant Show on News Talk 710 KNUS.